The Malaspina ferry hasn't sailed since December 2019. The Dunleavy administration decided then to tie it up at a private facility near Ketchikan rather than invest at least $16 million into the steelwork needed to keep it seaworthy. But even idle, the state is paying upwards of $75,000 a month in mooring fees and insurance costs at the private Ward Cove facility. DOT announced in February that an unnamed U.S. buyer who would keep the 450-passenger ship in Alaska was interested. It solicited proposals from other interested parties and got three more prospective buyers. DOT spokesperson Sam Dapsevich said Wednesday that they're now reviewing those proposals.
Hopefully we'll have something in there that can allow the Malaspina to, you know, remain in Alaska and maybe be used for something that preserves the vessel's historical value and promotes the marine highway system.
Coast Alaska put in a public records request to DOT to find out who was interested in buying the Malaspina. On top of the list is MV Malaspina, a limited liability company incorporated on the day of DOT's filing deadline to express interest in the ferry. Its agent is John Binkley, a prominent Fairbanks Republican. He also owns half of the Ward Cove Dock Group, a partnership with a family firm that's paid by the state to store the Malaspina and other idled marine highway vessels. Binkley confirmed he and his partners are interested, but said he wasn't ready to talk about it. Other interested parties were more forthcoming.
We like these projects. We like to think big, and nothing really scares us.
That's Greg Meyer of Cordova. He and his wife own a restaurant on Prince William Sound. He says his family was sad when the ferry Taku was sold for scrap in 2018. The Malaspina could be redeveloped by beaching it on tidelands that are part of a former Cordova cannery property they own.
That thing has 245 bunks on it. Cordova has a housing shortage, and we have seasonal workers that can never get housing in the summer, so it would help for it to stimulate our economy.
Another interested party is Meridian Global Consulting, an Alabama-based firm that says it owns three vessels of similar size. Here's Meridian's owner, Jonathan McConnell, speaking from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
There's a market out there. I mean, it depends on what, if they're going to ask, you know, $4 million for this vessel, then it's not worth it.
This isn't the first time McConnell has reached out to the state to buy the Malaspina. Last year, he'd offered $625,000 for the ship to be repurposed as a floating barracks. It would house security contractors working to protect international shipping off the Horn of Africa. But now the state says it wants the Malaspina to remain in Alaska, and he says his firm could do that. McConnell says he's talking to partners in Alaska to turn it into a floating attraction.
I think it's a pretty neat experience to be able to, you know, eat a meal on board an old, you know, beautiful vessel that's, you know, to be used as a museum and also as a, you know, a hotel and also, you know, just a venue to eat.
The fourth interested party is High Seas Limited, which DOT says is registered in India. A BBC investigation last year found the firm had bought an historic British ocean liner at auction, saying it would be a floating hotel in Dubai, but it was broken up for scrap. DOT's regional spokesman Sam Dapsevich says his agency acknowledges there has been commercial interest in the ship, but it wants to ensure that the Malaspina comes to a dignified end.
The state doesn't want the vessel to end up a derelict somewhere because someone bought it and didn't have the means to take care of it, or we prefer that it not be cut up for scrap, like what took place with the Taku years ago.
Other ideas thrown around last year included scuttling the Malaspina in deep water. Governor Dunleavy had also offered to give it away to the Philippines, but state officials say the government in Manila wasn't interested. DOT hasn't committed to any timeline, but says any transfer would have to be approved by the feds because of federal highway dollars used for its upkeep. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.